cliffcentral.com.
I didn't realize we had singers that could go that high. There it is. Good morning, Anthea. How are you? Hang on, let me turn on your microphone. That might help. Oh, God. Here I am getting everybody ready for you, and I'm not ready for you. There we go.
All right, I'm awake now.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good weekend?
Yes, it was a good weekend. Uh-huh. Busy weekend, lots of stuff.
And the markets on Friday, should we start with that?
It was a bit boring on Friday, so the market was flat to negative, not just ours, but global markets as well. And I think volumes were low because they're preparing for bank holiday weekend overseas, right? So the UK and the US, they'll be closed today. But, I mean, there's a lot going on in our market. There's a lot to talk about still. Our market last week closed almost 1% lower for the week. On Friday, resources were down 1%, industrials were down up 0.5%, and mostly that was retailers, actually. So Massmart was up 4%, bounced a little bit. I was very surprised by that, especially considering the trading update they put out on Thursday, where they said for the first 21 weeks of the year, sales were down 2%. And the problem with that is that Easter fell out of the first quarter that they're reporting. So they should have made up for it because Easter generally tends to be quiet for them. And they didn't.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, so when they report their second quarter results, I think it'll be very disappointing. And everyone's really worried about these retailers. So I'm really not sure why they were up on Friday. Maybe because they've been under so much pressure over the last year and definitely in the last 2 months.
Isn't it also true that sometimes people see an opportunity? Like when bad results come out, they think, okay, well, you know, this is going to be an opportunity to short them almost.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, and so when the result, bad results come out, it comes off and then suddenly it bounces.
Correct.
But there still needs to be a catalyst for me to buy a share. I see what you mean, that opportunistic trading thing, but...
They're basically, I mean, they're messing around. They're trying to make a quick profit off of a problem. But it is an indicator also of how the economy is going.
The retailers, absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
They're suffering. I mean, I see a lot of retailers are closing shop. A lot of them are consolidating what they have because they're worried about the next couple of months. There's no growth. People aren't spending money.
Gareth, the funny thing about retailers at the moment, it's not just us. It's not just Edcon and Stutterfords that are suffering. Overseas, there's a big story at the moment. Mm-hmm. They're talking about Sears, and I think we've spoken about this. You know, they're a $23 billion company, and the idea is like that they're closing stores. Like they're like our Stutterfords, and I can't help but think that it's the internet that's driving a lot of it. That's overseas. In our case, I'm afraid it's the consumer that's under pressure. So the MPC didn't raise interest rates on Thursday, even though potentially, you know, they didn't change interest rates, I should say, with GDP growth so low, I think they really are just worried. It would be nice if they did cut and our consumer could have a little break, but you could have a little boost to the economy. But it takes more than that. It takes much more than the MPC cutting rates to push the economy higher.
While we're talking about retail, I see Edcon have got a new CEO.
Indeed, yes. And we were just talking about Massmart. He comes from Massmart. Mm-hmm. Grant Patterson is his name.
Yeah.
He takes over next year. I mean, I can't imagine what you'd have to pay somebody to take over a company that's struggling so badly. Yep. The current CEO is Bernie Brooks, and he was supposed to leave in September, but he's extended his stay until Grant Patterson gets his feet under the desk. So I think January next year will be kind of where it is. And then talk about CEOs. I see Serge Balamont has stepped down from Net1 UEPS.
Hmm, but he's been under huge pressure too since that whole scandal around Sasa and the payments with Batebile Dlamini.
And he's been hiding in the US basically. No surprise there. So he'll be succeeded by Herman Kotzer, who's been with the company for 18 years. So I mean, I'm not sure it's a huge step change, but it is what it is.
All right.
And then, I mean, there's lots going on in the retail space. Actually, Steinhoff said on Friday that they're acquiring a majority stake in the fifth largest bedding manufacturer in the U.S. called Sherwood Bedding.
These guys, they love their beds, huh? These Steinhoff guys, they just love mattresses, beds, bedding. You got it. They've got a single-minded focus here. This CEO must spend a lot of time sleeping.
Mm. Oh, no. Marcus yesterday, I don't think he sleeps a lot. No, no, quite the opposite.
He loves beds.
I think he wish he could sleep more.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he's so interested in it.
So in fact, mattress firm are targeting to have 15% of their sales in private labels, which potentially is why they're buying this Sherwood bedding. And I think they're also doing it just to keep their other manufacturers honest, if you like. Mm. You know, so if you're going to buy from others, you just want to make sure you've got the right price, you're not overpaying, all those nice things. So they haven't disclosed the price, and it's difficult to say whether or not it's earnings accretive, but it is what it is. Nice vertical integration for Steinhoff.
All right.
I mean, like the retail, like we could just spend the whole day talking about retail, because last week Foschini Group announced that they're buying Australia's retail apparel group, or RAG for short. Mm-hmm. They're paying $302 million for it on a 7x forward PE. Well, 7x historic PE, so based on where it's been trading. The company has said that it will be earnings accretive from next year onwards. It's a big thing to do. You know, this RAG is, it's pretty much a men's label, basically. They've got a couple of male menswear brands and kind of low
maybe
to
RAG,
mid-price.
Maybe RAG is not the greatest acronym here.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Retail Apparel Group.
Yeah, got you.
They started in 1987. They have 400 stores. What's interesting about this is they've, for the last 2 years, have been talking about doing an IPO, in other words, listing on the stock exchange, and they changed their mind when Foschini Group came in and bought them, which is quite nice. Foschini are paying cash for the deal. I think, so it's their first foray into Australia. You know, they've got Whistles and Phase 8 in the UK. Mm-hmm. And they now have 30%, Foschini Group that is, 30% of revenue is generated outside of South Africa. So becoming a really nice rand hedge play if you think the rand is going to weaken, which quite frankly, do you know the rand is still trading at 12.87 this morning? Considering we didn't raise interest rates on Thursday and with all the politics, I can't explain this.
People have priced in stupidity. I'm telling you.
That's a big price to pay for stupidity.
Well, you know, it's not cheap. The stupidity is really, really a very expensive thing. If you have to have it, it's going to cost you.
A plane ticket to Dubai. What did you say? How much is it going to cost me?
Something like that. Jeez. All right, so the rand, what else do we need to throw in there this morning?
What else? Tiger Brands we probably should mention. And then we should speak about the stock we added to our portfolio last week. So very quickly, Tiger Brands. They put out pretty rubbish results last week. Revenue and headline earnings per share up 7%. They're projecting full year earnings per share of 23.20. I think 21.50 is probably more attainable for them. They're very bullish, Tiger Brands are. And it's funny because everyone's talking about this outlook statement and about how they want to consolidate the local business, but they haven't taken Africa off the table yet. And considering they only just sold Dangote Flour Mills, which was a complete disaster for them, 18 months ago, and it's only now come out of the financials, you know, fully come out of the financial statements, and already the new CEO, Lawrence McDougall, is talking about going back into Africa. So we'll wait and see. I mean, the bad results really were just, again, a reflection of the South African consumer. And then you must wonder why I've decided to add Rhodes Food Group to our hashtag invest portfolio.
Well, you were kind of warming up to them the other day.
I was. They put out results which were pretty disappointing. So you know who they are, right? These are the guys who produce bakery goods and prepackaged foods for Woolworths and a couple of other companies. Your Bull Brands, your Speck and Ham,
right.
Spam. And then they bought Ma Baker and Paco last year. And so, and the share really has been punished. And it's really cheap at the moment. And so I thought I'd add it. We added it on Thursday at R21.50 a share. And it closed at R22.95 on Friday. So we made a nice immediate 7.5% gain or somewhere around there.
That's fantastic.
I know. But I want to say that
you're good at this thing.
It's what I do.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, I do want to say about Rhodes Food Group, though, it might be 6 months to a year before we see a real turnaround in the business. And I'm almost confident that there is a turnaround just because the share price was trading so cheap and it's been under so much pressure. They did have a bit of drama with their international segment where the drought had produced goods that weren't up to par, and they generate, I think it is about 30% of their revenue, also 30% of their revenue offshore. And so you saw the rand strengthening by 11%, their turnover down 9%. So volumes were actually net down 9% for Rhodes International. And I think that'll turn because I think the drought is now over. The level of fruit we're producing is good enough to be exported, apparently. That was the big issue with why Asia was sales were lower, apparently.
All right, Anthea.
And so I'm hoping all those negative things have now washed out of Rhodes Food Group. That's what it is.
And hey, if we're making 7% like virtually from the start, that's not bad.
You've got a margin already. Yeah. Yes. Nice buffer.
Listen, I was talking to somebody about NASPAS over the weekend. Surely when we get to, it's almost, it's 2,800 somewhere around there at the moment.
Exactly there.
So if we get to 3,000, we should really sell out at that point.
Why?
You think you'd keep it?
I don't know. I'll decide when it gets there.
No, I mean, if we you don't want to stay at the table for too many hands.
Be careful of NASPAS because people have said that. They've been saying that since
the share
was... I
remember when they celebrated when it went over 1,000.
Exactly. I was going to say exactly that. I remember when NASPAS was a 1,200 rand share, and that was it. When it got to that, and plus it's expensive. It's like on a 70 times price earnings ratio. Like, what? Who pays that?
We do. We do because it's delivering.
Done okay.
It's delivering value,
right?
But I read that they are having trouble getting a lot of the money that they have out of China to put into other things. Is that true? I mean,
that is true. They have had an issue with repatriation of money, but it's almost immaterial. I mean, it's a big number for us as individuals, but for NASPAS. I might go and look at that and tell you exactly what number that is because I know it's a bit worrying. But you know, NASPAS are also finally selling off or making money from these, in inverted commas, venture capital businesses that they had invested in. So it's as if it's finally paying off. And why would you leave now when it's paying off?
Yeah, okay. You've convinced me.
Okay.
Stay with the winner. All righty. You never know because you think, well, I've done nicely out of this. Maybe it's time to cash out.
I do know, and I'll let you know when to get out. How's that?
Okay. All right. Again, I've got no experience in this. This is my first proper, the last year and a half, 2 years of playing around on this and hearing your reports every day is kind of, I'm slowly becoming educated.
Good stuff.
Oh, thanks.
And making some money, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as I stick to you and hashtag invest.
You'll be
if
okay.
I try and do it on my own, I get hurt. All right, very good. There's
Thank
Anthea
you.
Gardner with the money shot. CliffCentral.com.